Asian carp could make themselves at home in Lake Erie. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Asian carp have been making their way up the Mississippi and Illinois rivers toward the Great Lakes for decades. Bighead and silver carp are the species people are the most concerned about. There's been a lot of focus on keeping carp out of Lake Michigan, but a new study finds carp might do well in Lake Erie and some of the rivers that feed the lake. Patrick Kukowski is a research fishery biologist with the U.S. Geological Survey. He says it's believed Asian carp need specific conditions to make babies.
What's currently believed is that Asian carp require some kind of a flood event in a tributary.
He says the carp need just the right temperature, a river that's flowing fast enough, and a stretch of river long enough to reproduce. Kukowski and his team studied the major tributaries of Lake Erie. They found that the Maumee River is highly suitable for Asian carp to lay eggs. The researchers found the Sandusky and Grand Rivers to be moderately suitable for carp. Patrick Kukowski says if carp can get into Lake Erie, the western side of the lake is likely to be the most hospitable. Bighead and silver carp eat plankton. Kukowski says this could be bad news for other fish that eat plankton.
The primary concern if Asian carp become established in Lake Erie is that they will exert pressure on the plankton food source and possibly have detrimental effects on other planktivores, and that might cascade through the entire food web.
And that could end up hurting the popular sport fish in Lake Erie, walleye and yellow perch. There is some debate among scientists over how big of an impact Asian carp might have on the Great Lakes.
I would agree that there is still debate, but more and more, I think people are coming to believe that Asian carp do pose a threat and that we should be concerned.
But he says there's not nearly as much attention on keeping carp out of Lake Erie as there is on keeping them out of Lake Michigan. This is the Environment Report. The arrival of winter in Michigan is not supposed to last long. The cold snap this week is expected to give way early next week to temperatures back in the 40s. The lack of snow is taking a toll on some parts of the state's tourism economy. Peter Payette has more.
Forecaster Mike Bogath says northern Michigan might set a record this year for the least amount of snowfall ever. Bogath works at the National Weather Service office in Gaylord. He says what little snow there is now could melt next week when temperatures rise.
We don't really see any signs of any cold weather coming back anytime soon after we get by this week.
Most downhill ski resorts up north opened in December. That's because nighttime temperatures have been cold enough to make snow. But for businesses that depend on snowmobile traffic this time of year, things couldn't be much worse. They've had just one weekend of business all winter. That was this past weekend, which included the Martin Luther King holiday. Dave Ramsey owns Beaver Creek Resort near Gaylord. He says just enough snow fell late last week to open the trails. Still, more than half his cabins were empty this weekend, when he would usually have a waiting list.
Every hotel in Gaylord, every motel and little cabin cluster will just about fill to capacity on every major holiday if we have good snow.
The weather could also create problems for the North American VASA. The cross-country ski race near Traverse City could draw 1,000 racers the second weekend in February. The VASA Trail has 3 inches of base right now, but no snowmaking capacity. For the Environment Report, I'm Peter Payette.
And that's the Environment Report for today. I'm Rebecca Williams.